a leader in worship is Luke. He has the heart of worship. He has an audience of one. That's why God can trust him with the anointing. God's placed him here and raised him up just for this purpose, to bring the bride into the groom's halls. I told Luke when I got here earlier that I'm, for the first time in my life, I'm getting to experience things that I've never experienced before in worship. And it's just so thrilling. I long to come into this house to worship. And God has really blessed us with an anointed vessel in Luke. So we just celebrate him tonight. And we celebrate Jesus in Luke. But, you know, that song, Just Give Me Jesus. Y'all ever have days where you just need Jesus? We need him every day, but I tell you, there are some days that we really can appreciate him a lot more. And that was one of my days today. And it's just been warfare, and that's to be expected, I guess. But even just in the natural things, you know, I got out of my car when I got here, and I dropped my Bible everywhere. And if y'all know me, I've got stuff all in my Bible, and everything's just out in the parking lot. And you know, you just learn to smile and laugh through it. Anyway, it's just, I wanted to tell y'all what we experienced the other night. I got to go up to Helena, to the Lamb of God, with Bishop and Shelby High and Donna Long. And we ministered prophetically over God's people up there. We were the B team. The A team had backed out on Bishop, and so he came to us Sunday morning and asked us to come along. And we, of course, said yes. But we, I don't know, guys, it was just so awesome when we got up there. There was such an anticipation for the Word of the Lord. And we experienced just true joy. I mean, even as the prophetic ministry was happening, there was just such a spirit of joy in that place. And we got in the car, and it didn't stop. It didn't stay in Helena. Let me tell you, it came back with us. And I laughed for an hour and a half on the way back from Helena. And I mean, I laughed to the point I was hurting. And it was wonderful. It was awesome. And I started studying Monday night. And after, I tell you that too, when we have Lighthouse on Monday nights, Monday, it was just a spirit of joy in the place. And there was laughter, spirit laughter going on. And I just was really searching the heart of the Lord about it. And I was looking at a scripture, actually for tonight, studying Monday night, and I was on the opposite page of my Bible, but my eyes floated over to my right. And in John, let's look at this, John 17, verse 13. And we just welcome the Spirit of the Lord to come tonight and to minister His Word, just to minister to you individually, specifically, that the mysteries of God be revealed in your heart, that He would speak to your heart tonight in a specific way. And so, Lord, I just die to myself. I step aside and ask you just to speak. In Jesus' name. John 17, verse 13. Listen to Jesus. This is His prayer of intercession. He says, "And now I come to thee," talking to His Father, "I come to you, Father. These things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves." And I realized it was just it's just a small thing, but it was just a really golden connection for me, because Revelation 19:10 says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And so what we've been seeing is in these atmospheres of prophecy, in Helena and in the car and then down at the Lighthouse Monday night, Jesus is being lifted up, and because He is being lifted up, His joy is being fulfilled in us. Is that not awesome that we get to be the bearers of the joy of Jesus? And it's just been real healing for a lot of us, and for me in particular. We're going to be looking tonight at Matthew 13. This is one of the things that I did not share this part with Luke, but during worship one Sunday morning, I really had a special encounter with the Lord, I feel. And I feel like I've gazed into the eyes of Jesus in a real way. And I've not told anybody about it, actually. And I wasn't going to tell you all tonight, but I did. And one of the specific things that I saw in the eyes of Jesus as I was worshiping is mystery. There's so much mystery in His eyes. And so the Lord just kind of spoke a word to me about this being a season of mysteries that are being revealed. And that's a little bit of where we're going to talk tonight. There's some specific things that God's going to have us to do in this season and in this time of mysteries that are being revealed. But let's look at Matthew 13. And we're going to look at a lot of Scripture because I believe in the Word of the Lord through the written Word. And that's what we want to focus on tonight. Look at verse 11. Jesus says, "Because it is given unto who? Unto you." Say, "It's given to me." It is given to me. All right, everybody, look up. Say with me, "It is given to me." It is given to me to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. And to them, those them are the religious people. Jesus says to Dan, to Roland, to Ben, to TC, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. I really started searching the heart of the Lord after I saw that in His eyes, and this is where He led me to. Look at verse 14. "In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them." And so in this season of, those are three specific areas where the church is going to have to deal with. We're going to have to deal with our hearts being waxed. That's somewhere where we're going to need to repent. If we want the mysteries of God, if we want these mysteries that Jesus is longing to pour out and to speak into you, then we're going to have to deal with our hearts that have been waxed cold and waxed gross. We're going to have to deal with this dull hearing. We're going to have to repent of our eyes being closed. Those are three specific areas that the Spirit of the Lord has said that we need to deal with. And look at verse 18 there. Those first three words, Jesus says, "Hear ye therefore." Now that just speaks volumes to me. That tells me Jesus is longing to speak. Jesus desires with all of His heart and all that He is, all the passion that is in Jesus, He longs to speak to you. He longs to reveal the mystery of His eyes, the mysteries of His heart, and the mysteries of His kingdom into you. And to impart those things into your spirit. And so, I believe what one of the first things, and this is based out of Jeremiah 4:3, that in this season of the mysteries that are being revealed, we're going to need, this is the call of the Lord, to till and to prepare the soil. We must break up the fallow ground. You can just jot Jeremiah 4:3 down. Break up the fallow ground so that the seed of the Lord can be planted. And we're going to come back to that in just a minute. But, you know, hearing that, "Hear ye therefore," in 18, you know what it's like to have this awesome thing that you just cannot wait to speak to somebody. this excitement and this joy that's in you that you're longing to release to somebody that you trust, somebody that you know intimately. Well, I think that's the position that Jesus is in. He's longing with all of His heart to reveal to you the mysteries. And so who will receive it? Who will receive the mystery of the Lord tonight? One of the things that I believe with all my heart that He's longing to speak are the secrets of the Lord. And these are there are three scriptures, in actually four, in the Old Testament that kind of talk about the secret of God. Let's look in Job 29. Job 29, verse 4. There it says, "As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle." And then Psalm 25, verse 14. I'm going to go through these kind of quick. 25, 14. "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. He will show them His covenant." Proverbs 3, 32. Says, "The forward is an abomination to the Lord, but His secret is with the righteous." And then I want everybody to flip with me to Daniel 2. Daniel 2, 19. And so in this season, the secret of the Lord is being revealed through the mysteries of God. The mysteries of the kingdom, the mysteries of the Spirit, in the mysteries of His eye. This is a really powerful thing here. How the secret was revealed to Daniel. This is one of the ways in which God is going to be revealing His mysteries. He's going to be revealing His secret just as He did with Daniel. In Daniel 2, 19 through 23, it says, "Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision." That's a dream. The secret was revealed in a dream. "Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, 'Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. And He changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding.'" Listen to this in 22. I love this. "He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with Him. I thank Thee and praise Thee, O Thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me what we desired of Thee. For Thou hast made known unto us the king's matter." So He's going to reveal the deep and secret things. And in fact, Jesus said in the Gospel, He said, I have much more to say in John, but you cannot bear it now. But howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, shall come, He shall guide you in all truth. Whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and make it known unto you." And so, I think it's very important that Jesus is wanting to reveal it to us. Because you don't reveal things that are important and things that are the secrets of God. You don't reveal the mysteries to just anybody. And I'm not talking about exclusiveness, because all are included. All who want and all who long for the deep things, this is the season to push in for them. But I believe that He's going to reveal it to those who He can trust. Because we can take something from the Lord and it can be so abused. You see, there are many people in the kingdom who are saying, and I know this for a fact, they're saying, "I can't wait for the Lord to heal me so I can write my book and go on tour." Now that heart is in the kingdom of God. They call themselves in the kingdom. I don't know if I could speak to that or not, but there are people who are waiting for that just so they can write a book, write their money, and go on tour to sell the book. And that's really a crying shame that breaks my heart and it breaks God's heart. It's really abuse. And I tell you, who will host and who will house the stage are those who don't want it. If you don't want the stage, then you've got the right heart. You'll be the one who God can use and who God can promote and elevate and use in His kingdom, because you're not after the glory. In fact, you're the one who's wanting to give the glory back to Him where it belongs. And so Jesus is longing to speak to His friends in a real way. Look at John 15, 15. This is how we're going to hear the mysteries of the kingdom. We're going to hear the secrets of the Lord through these next three verses, next three scriptures we're going to look at. Jesus says in John 15, 15, "Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." You see that? All that I have received, I have made known unto you. And then in John 14, 26, Jesus says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And then John 16, 12 through 15, Jesus says, this is the part I was talking about a minute ago, "I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak for Himself. But whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, and shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore said I, that He shall take of Mine, and shall show it unto you." And so, I believe more than anything that what God's saying is, you tap one time. Hear this, just tap one time, and the Lord says He'll break forth the rest. God's just looking for you to step out in faith and say, "Lord, I will receive the mystery. I will receive the unknown. I'll go into places that I'm not comfortable with, and I want to hear your secrets. You can tell me your secrets. Come talk to me." So you make that tap in the spiritual realm, and Jesus says, "I'll bust forth the rest of it." He will make it known to you in a real way. Now, the way, look at John 10, the way that these mysteries are going to be known is by the voice of Jesus. The voice of Jesus is going to speak to you through His Spirit. John 10, 3 through 5, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. But when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." And I want us to start back where we to end a little bit where we began in Matthew 13. So if you flip back there, because when you begin to receive this word from the Lord, when you begin to see the mysteries of God and the secrets of God, the enemy is going to try with all he can to take them from you, so that you cannot even remember what God's saying. And there's a real picture of this at the beginning of chapter 13. In verse 3, Jesus says, "Behold, a sower went forth to sow. When he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and fowls came and devoured them." That's the birds of prey. And the birds of the enemy are going to be coming to steal the seed of the word of the Lord from you. Verse 5, "Some fell upon stony places where there had not been much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. When the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Listen to verse 9. Again, this is an invitation from the Lord, an invitation from Jesus. He says, "Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." I speak of you. Let the mysteries of God come to you. Let the secrets of the Lord be spoken into your heart. Hear what the Spirit is saying in this season. And so what this picture is of the seed and the sower is Jesus is telling us to get the seed of the Word deep in our spirit so that the enemy cannot come and devour it. And so when we, during noonday, when we receive a prophetic word from the Lord, don't leave it on the surface. But God's call to you is to take ownership of that word, to own it, and to get it deep in your spirit, man, and ask the Holy Spirit to just to push it down so it can take root and so that it can grow and produce a harvest and for it to come forth. And so when you get it deep in your spirit, man, you take ownership of it, and that way the enemy cannot steal it from you. You see that? And so that's what, as these mysteries of God are being revealed, as the secrets of the Lord are being revealed to you, ask the Holy Spirit to push it deep inside your spirit so that the enemy cannot come and devour. There was a word that the Lord spoke to me about a year ago, and I was remembering that as I was sitting back there just a little while ago. You know, you've heard the saying, curiosity killed the cat. And some of you have heard me talk about this before at the Lighthouse, but that curiosity killed the cat. Well, I can tell you, if the cat didn't have the curiosity, he would have never gotten the mouse. And so some of you have been very curious about the things of the Spirit, and you've been wondering, and you've been searching and seeking and kind of dabbing and playing and just as a cat would, just testing the waters. And I believe that that curiosity has been the birthing of the Spirit in you, and He's been cultivating that. But again, if that cat never had the curiosity, he would have never gotten the mouse. And so I feel like the Lord says through that, that this is the season of the mouse, where the meat of the Word is going to come to you. And the curiosity that you've had, you're going to get the mouse. You see that? The curiosity you've had about the Spirit, you're going to get what you've been seeking. And so the curiosity, that wondering, that mysterious part, it's all been the birthing of the Spirit. I had one thing. I have about 3 minutes left. And I had one thing from the Lord for Ellen. Ellen, I feel like the Lord says that this has just been this tremendous season of maturing for you in the things of God. And I think that there's been just a cultivating of the Spirit of the Lord to woo you. You've been wooed by the Master. And there's been a calling up, just a pulling up, and it's a beckoning from God's throne. And so you're really entering, and I can see you going through the gate of the Lord. You're really entering into a very special time with the Lord. A real time where your hunger is going to be met. You're going to be fed of the Lord. And this has been just the season of stretching and trial. But this time now is the time where you're giving the birth. You're birthing the things of the Spirit. And I hear the Lord say there is great wisdom and might within you. And it's because of the knowledge of the Lord. And so, Ellen, I see that there's just tremendous growth in your life. And the Lord just wants you to know that He has been the one who's grown you, and you've been the one to embrace it. That's why He's been so eager, and why He's had so much freedom to do all that He wants to do. There's such a boldness that has come over you in this season, in your faith. And that's really been the growth of God. That's specifically what the Lord's speaking to. And so we just thank the Lord. And I thank you, Craig, for letting me speak tonight.